since the killing of our late Helen Rumbali, we heard yesterday, and we discussed that at our North Bougainville Human Rights Committee meeting, that there are invoices coming in from people who have at first given freely help to support the victim's family and for bringing the victims to Buka Hospital. So about 265,000 kina was invoiced to ABT to pay for the assistance.
So people are actually asking the Autonomous Bougainville government for money for having helped women who were accused of sorcery and were in possible danger and bringing them to hospital.
That's right, that's right. People are asking ABT to pay them for the assistance. But for us, the Human Rights Committee, we do not want ABT to entertain such claims, because in the past they have been paying ghost invoices as well. And like right now here in Bougainville, we are doing, the women are doing everything possible. You know, we have not been paid for the work that we did during the peace process. So we are asking the government to also not entertain all those claims, because that's not Bougainville culture. We in our culture, we assist freely and we do not ask for anything in return.
What
we know somewhere in the future we would be assisted as well.
What could the negative results of paying people to help women accused of sorcery be in the long run?
The negative result would be people would just stand by and watch while others are being killed or accused of sorcery without helping. If they are not paid now this round, they will just watch while their brothers and sisters or relatives are being killed. So in the long run, people will suffer the consequences.
On the other hand, if you get the Autonomous Bougainville government to stop paying people, might that mean they simply stop and watch now if they feel they're not going to get any money out of it?
No, I don't think so. If ABT stands firm in not paying them, awareness should be conducted that any Bougainvillians should be, you know, if they are in danger, Bougainvillians should step up to assist, to protect, to promote human rights, particularly life. So I don't think they will just stand by and watch. People will stand by and watch and not do anything if these people are paid, because they will want anything to, you know, something in return. So we have been really strong in saying that ABT should not entertain those claims.
How serious a problem are these sorcery-related killings and assaults on women on Bougainville?
In the last 4 years, there have been 40 confirmed deaths by police, sorcery-related, and this year there have been about 15 related injuries related to sorcery-related accusations that are still pending. The police still need to investigate all those incidences and bring the perpetrators to justice. So the issues of our women being victimized is becoming a big concern for us women leaders of Bougainville, because women are unarmed. Women are not, they cannot defend themselves. So men are targeting them. Communities are targeting women, particularly older women.
Where is this upsurge in violence against women and accusations of sorcery against women coming from? It's not a particularly natural part of Bougainville culture, according to my understanding.
Yes, it's not natural for Bougainvillians to be killing women or to accuse women. In our culture, women are protected by their menfolk, by their relatives, by their uncles. But we don't know where this is coming from, where Bougainville now has suddenly turned, you know, negatively to, you know, not to protect women. So in our culture, women should be held at high esteem and should be protected.
So where do you think this is coming from?
I think it's coming from the period of absence of rehabilitation of our youth who have grown up to know violence, because there has not been many reconciliations. There have not been many rehabilitation programs for young people. So the mindset of a change shifts in the mindset of our young people who have grown up to witness violence. They are continuing to create violence, particularly violence against women, because they have not been properly rehabilitated.